This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, 'tis the season to be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Oh yeah, I say 'tis the season to be jolly.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. And as I said earlier, you know, things clearly for the holiday and what it means, you know, there was a battle and still, I guess, a battle over whether or not people use the verbiage Christmas. Excuse me, or holiday. I never understood why there was such a fight over what the title of a day was, because after all, it's not about, you know, the name. You know, it's, again, it's a time that people, peace on earth, goodwill to men, is what, you know, I always got from that when I was a kid. Clearly, you know, as I stated before we went on a break, the day that Christ was born is what I was taught. And, you know, and so I was around a bunch of people who believed the same thing that I believe, and we spent a lot of time in church and around a lot of people. And so Christmas had a different meaning for me. It then, you know, changed when I had my own children. And, you know, it was about making sure that, you know, they enjoyed it and, you know, and about giving things, but more than anything else, yourself. It's morphed into, you know, a big business. And so the merchants, a quarter or more than a quarter of what they sell and the money that they make throughout the entire year, sometimes a half, is on during Christmas. And so that's why you start seeing in October things coming out in the stores for Christmas. And so that's watered all of it down. I don't know. For me, it's watered it down. And so when you start seeing Christmas gifts and Christmas lights and Santa Claus in October, and it runs October, you know, and still decent, the weather's still decent outside. But, you know, I'm going to spend some time on Christmas Day at the 35th Christmas Family Feast in Milwaukee, where 5,000 people are going to have a Christmas meal, a full course Christmas meal, where hundreds and hundreds of volunteers have been working feverishly since, you know, Friday to make sure that, you know, people understand the reason for the season, as they would say. And so people from all walks of life, those who, you know, middle class, some who are, you know, wealthy, some who are homeless, and all of those people gathered together. I know the man who created that. His name is Don Rosette, and he used to be at the radio station that I worked for many years ago that Willie Davis, the former Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer, owned. And so he started that. He had that vision. I remember it well. And now it's grown to 5,000 meals. And just an unbelievable event that will give you chills. As people from all walks of life gather together on Christmas Day and spend time with one another. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts. Good morning to you, Cassandra. How are you doing?
Hi, Earl. Merry Christmas to you.
And you as well.
Yes. Well, you know what? I am, you know, just picking up around the house and preparing for the holidays. I have two adult children and no grandbabies yet. But both of my adult children, they're working, they're busy getting their careers off the ground. And so the holiday celebration is a little different because sometimes they're working on the holidays and presents for my kids. It's not really a big deal.
Anymore. Right.
And what I'm learning for them at this phase in their lives is that my time is more important to them. Being able to listen to them, being able to help them with whatever they need, advice on relationships, careers, or whatever. And, you know, Earl, I have to just say that next year I turn the big 60, the big 60 number. And it's strange. When I turn 30, 40, 50, those milestones, it didn't really bother me. But this 61, this is now where I'm really beginning to understand that appreciate my own mortality. And I know my time on this earth is limited, and I have to focus on what's important and, you know, and just make sure that I have things in order for the next generation, for my kids. So the holidays, it's not material for me. It's more about building relationships.
Let me say, you talked about reaching 60 and so, you know, I remember that time as well. I remember reading the book many years ago. I forgot who wrote the book. But I do remember something that stuck with me throughout all these years. And it said that you really don't know how to really understand this life until you hit 70. Now, I was 60 10 years ago. And I, you know, for years I wondered, now what is this man talking about? You know, but as we hit these different levels and different decades of our lives, Cassandra, things that used to matter don't matter anymore. Matter less. And as you stated, our mortality, you know, is closer, you know. And so you start realizing and being thankful for every day, right? Every day, because there's so many people who didn't get that to even make it to where you are and where I am. And so the value of each day becomes more important. And, you know, this holiday, you know, I'm going to spend the first part of it with, you know, my wife and my family. But the second half of it, I'm going to be with, you know, 5,000 people. People from all walks of life and people who are gathered for the same reason, not to have a Christmas meal, because you can just about go anywhere to get a Christmas meal. It's like Thanksgiving. We make sure that people get fed on Thanksgiving, and we make sure that people get fed on Christmas. The rest of the year, you know, you got to fend for yourself. That's the kind of society we live in. But I understand the impact of that, you know, that big 6-0, and I'm sure as we are speaking, there are people who may be in this audience who will say that they remember when they turned 70 and now they're 80 in their lives. You know, it's a different life is forever changing, and we are forever evolving. And, you know, if we don't evolve, Cassandra, we stay pat. And if you stay pat in a world that's about evolution and changing, you know, you get lost in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to bring such a heavy subject.
It's not a heavy subject. You know, it's about what it means, you know, and the holiday means, and it's changed for you as it'll change again once you have grandchildren. You know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I don't pressure my kids because they're not ready, but I am looking forward to holding my first grandbaby.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. I don't have any grandchildren, and my sons are not married, and they didn't listen to me always, but they listened to me about not having children until they are married. And so, you know, I don't have to have grandchildren right now. There are many others that who need love and that you can share your love with them. So thank you very much, Cassandra. Merry Christmas to you and your family. 855-752-4842. Going to continue the subject. What does Christmas mean to you? What does this holiday mean? 855-752-4842 on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. She near the cradle, not a sound, his dreams disturbing. Hush, hush, see him so gently sleeping. Hush, hush, smiling he sleeps and dreams.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And, you know, I got to, you know, it's Monday, so as a politrickster, you know, of the day, And this one you'll know. It's none other than the soon-to-be president of the United States, Donald Trump. And what has he done this time? Well, he vows to rename the tallest mountain in the United States. Now, you know, maybe there's nothing more important going on. You know, maybe that's where his attention, span is. But how does that even cross your mind with all of the things that are going on in the world, and you say that one of the things I want to do, you know, once I'm, you know, become president, one of the first things I want to do is change the name of the tallest mountain in the United States. So what am I talking about? President-elect Donald Trump vowed on Sunday, to rename the tallest mountain peak in the United States, the Denali, back to its former name, Mount McKinley. So Newsweek has reached out to Trump's transition team and National Park Services via email for comment after his statement on yesterday. The peak, located in Denali National Park and Preserve in South Central Alaska, is the tallest mountain in the U.S. with an elevation of more than 20,000 feet. It was previously named Mount McKinley in 1896 after Republican William McKinley, the 25th U.S. president, who was assassinated in 1901. Then President Barack Obama had then changed the name of the peak to Mount Denali during a 2015 trip to Alaska in an effort to recognize Alaska natives and the language they have used for centuries. And the name means the High One. For years, local officials pressed the federal government to adopt Denali, since Alaska officially designated it as the mountain peak name in 1975. It was seen as an effort to preserve the native name, which historically had been dismissed or completely ignored by American map makers in the 1900s. So I don't, did Donald Trump, or does he want to change the name because Barack Obama decided to, rename it to the Aboriginal people of Alaska, who looked at it for what it was, Mount Denali, before, we came and took over Alaska and named it Mount McKinley? Is that the reason that Donald Trump wanted to change it, or was the reason that Donald Trump wanted to change it because Barack Obama, then President Barack Obama, decided to change it? If you don't know the reason, I know the reason. It's because anything that former President Barack Obama has done, Donald Trump is going to make every effort to undo. And this, as ridiculous as it sounds, for all the things that are going on, to decide that one of the first things he's going to do is rename Mount McKinley really is pretty sorry testament to what's happening in this cat's head. I don't even know how that can even be one of the millionth most important things that need to be done. But it's right at the top for him. Man, find something more, important to talk about, Donald Trump. There are more than enough things and issues that need to be addressed in today's world. My goodness. But changing the name of back to Mount McKinley, because former President Barack Obama changed it, is not one of them. You know, Trump, can you find something else to play with? Man, this is what we can look forward to for the next 4 years. What was going through his mind, man? All the different things that are happening, and yet on Sunday he makes this statement out of nowhere. Well, we're gonna change the name back to Mount McKinley. And for that, Donald Trump is the politrickster of the day. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I don't know how love could do this to me. I've waited and someone I never see, but I'm so sentimental and I'm so hopeful you'll be here. So here I am every year, every Christmas.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Linda from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Linda. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you so much for your show. I agree with the trickster, but of course he's going to do away with anything that Obama did. He's revengeful. He is just revengeful, and that he said that's what he's going to do. He's going to seek revenge, so he's going to try and do away with all of that. It's really pathetic.
We're talking about with all the things that that need to be addressed. The fact that he would even, you know, how does Mount Rush? I mean, changing, you know, Mount McKinley. Changing the name, how does that even, where does that even rank in the order of things of importance, and how does that pop in his head?
Well, I think he's got all of these bimbos doing his work for him. He's got too much time on his hands and not enough in his head to be thinking about things that really matter. He just anything he thinks of that will do away with those who came before him, especially Obama, you know, and these leaders, these wonderful leaders. He'll do. He'll try it. Go ahead.
No, finish your statement.
Yes. I was just going to get back to you talking about Christmas, and I don't know if you want to go back to that.
Yes, go ahead.
I agree with you. I sometimes think all these displays of lights that some of these houses put together, the time, the money, the effort to just do something bigger. It's like America. Let's get bigger with it. Let's go bigger. We'll have the best. We'll have the biggest. To me, it's a waste of money and time. And I just question how much are the people who are involved in all of these things, how much are they really paying attention to the real meaning of Christmas? I just don't agree with it. The commercialization of it is just has taken over.
It clearly has. You and I remember a simpler time when, you know, it wasn't, you know, as you stated, mine has to be the biggest, the best. I have to have the biggest Christmas tree with the best lights. Now I've got to have the most gifts under the tree and all of those things. And none of those things matter. If you just in 2 days, that day will come the 25th, and all of that preparation and all of the other things that go along with it, boom, after the 25th, it's over. But I see people who will leave that stuff up until February. They'll keep the lights and they're trying to keep the spirit, but the spirit is not in things. That's not what it's about. But that's kind of the way they've kind of led us. Thank you very much, Linda, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. Hey, Charles, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Of course he would. He's a hateful racist person. You'd think he'd be sitting back thinking about how much fun he's going to have with his grandkids, but I don't think he interacts with his grandkids at all. He wants to erase the first black president we ever had, but he'll never be able to. Barack Obama kept us from going into a Great Depression. That'll go down in the history books. So he's just a hateful racist person. And if anybody think that he's not, then they better do some research on who Donald Trump and his family really is. Because like you said, you're sitting back thinking, oh, yeah, I'll do this. Like I said, instead of thinking about how he's going to enjoy the holidays with his family, I don't get it.
Or make the world a better place. Or make America a better place. You don't make America a better place by renaming, you know, that tallest peak in, you know, in our nation, Mount McKinley, after a Republican president. Unless you got some real issues, man. Come on, man. How's that even enter your mind?
Like I said, Earl,
he's
vengeful, he's hateful, and he's a racist. That's who he is. He'll go down in history, being known that he will not go down in history as a great president for this country. You know, they say that Barack Obama divided this country. The only reason they say Barack Obama divided the country is because how dare this black man come in and think he can become president? Not only did he become president once, but he won his reelection. So that's how he divided the country. They, you know.
Listen, hey, Charles, I don't disagree with you, man. Thank you very much for the call. And Merry Christmas to you and yours. Hey, Karina, how you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Well, I watched that speech, and according to him, he is building the legacy for McKinley. Because McKinley
He had the tariffs.
And he collected a lot of money, and Nixon spent it, and he's going to show that the McKinley is one of the greatest presidents of the United States. That's the idea. Yes, along with getting Panama Canal back to America. Yeah, that's where we're going. We're going to get the Panama
Canal. Yeah, I mean, the man, I mean, Karina, he wants the Panama Canal back. He. When he says giving it back to America, you're an American. I'm an American. What does that mean, give it back to America?
I don't know. I guess we landed it for a minute. I don't know. This man is an enigma in his own crazy way. And, you know, the only thing we can do is just to watch and, you know, belt, hold on to our seats for a really exciting ride. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much. Very well said, as always, my friend. Happy holiday to you. Let's go to CJ. What's going on, CJ? You say what?
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah to you and your family.
You as well. Girl. You as well.
And Kelvin and his.
So but, you think this,
you know,
is,
as I listen to you,
you think this is an important issue?
Well, we found out through Wall Street Journal that the liberals won Biden administration wanted to rename our warships with woke personalities, our greatest warships. So are you okay with that, Earl?
Yeah, so let me say this. Okay, first let me respond to you in this manner. What you call woke and what Donald Trump called woke is in fact the truth. So Mount McKinley was named by the United States after we took over Alaska. The people who lived there before America even came there had already had a name. And so you call that woke. You call recognizing people who were somewhere before we got there as if that's being woke. Actually, it's the truth. There were people there before we got there. The thing was already named. We changed the name. Is that being woke? By giving the people, the ancestors, and the people who are still there, who recognize it as that, and that's important to them, is that being woke? Is that a negative thing?
Your hypocrisy speaks loudly. You never answered the question. Are you okay with them renaming?
Absolutely. I am. Because there was somebody and something there before we got there. Don't you understand that? America was here before we got here. Before the Europeans got here, there were people here. They had already named things. We changed all of that. You want to talk about hypocrisy? That's the hypocrisy, CJ. And you call that woke. Well, you know, my definition for woke means somebody whose eyes are open, who's perceptive, who have knowledge, people who are well-read. So I wear my woke hat and my woke shirt because I want people to know I'm woke. Yes, I'm aware. I'm perceptive. Just because you and Republicans have tried to change the definition of woke doesn't mean that I'm buying that. I'm going by the definition that's in the dictionaries.
Your weakness, and you're going to have to wait for reparations for a little while longer.
Hey, CJ, let me say this to you. Number one, there should be reparations because what this nation did is horrific. Maybe you don't think it is, but the rest of the world and historians know it was horrific. But nobody's asking for reparations. Oh, that's right. Donald Trump was asking for reparations for white people who got discriminated against in universities. Do you remember that, CJ? I got a great memory. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Oh, white privilege is really dripping this morning, isn't it? Holy cow.
Yeah, you know, I would like to take a big bucket of cold ice water and pour it on CJ and say, guess what, CJ, that's woke. That's being woke up.
Hey, man, woke.
Because you're an idiot when they go and try to change the name of inclusivity of all people, which is what Christ would have wanted, by the way, to being woke.
Yes.
It's really, really ridiculous. They change definitions of words. It's disgusting. I do hope that this is the most damage that Donald Trump does, though, as he becomes president, is changing names of things. So I hope, you know, everybody out there, like I said, they have all three branches of government now. CJ, you're not going to have anyone else to be able to call in and blame the Dems and blame the liberals and blame this and that. You got all three branches of government, dude. So you go ahead and keep calling in. Hopefully we'll hold your feet to the fire as the unemployment rate goes up and as inflation goes up and eggs go up and gasoline goes up. And then we will see exactly what's going on with your president, with your with this president, with that president. I'm so sick of him. Thank you.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much. Happy holiday to you, man. 855-752-4842. We're going to continue it on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. You say what?
Good morning. Happy holidays to you. really quickly, if memory serves, Barack Obama actually left the church where Reverend Wright used to be at, and there was a reason for that. And
I know why he left.
Yes, because Wright had said horrible things for multiple decades. He's tied with Louis Farrakhan. There's no denying, and that's why Obama eventually he had to walk away from their church, but he was still in that church for 20-some odd years.
Okay, so let me ask you, David. So you say Jeremiah Wright said some horrible things. Did horrible things happen in this country, Dave, to people of color?
Yes.
Okay, I know where you don't want to go, but I'm not going to let you say they said horrible things and then not admit that these horrible things happened.
Called Jews a gutter religion. I repeat, That's what they said at that church.
Hey, David, that is racist. Hey, David. You know, let me say this. This is a racistic society. I don't agree with any of that. But would you admit this is a racistic society?
I would say there are some people, yes, that are racist.
Okay.
The society. I think it's a society. There are more good people than bad people. Yes. I do believe in that.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you know, listen, as a person of color who knows the history of this nation, and who even sees things even today, the celebration of doing away with DEI. Well, we have to do away with that because there's something seriously wrong with doing what? With saying that our nation should represent the breakdown of the people who are here. And saying that, you know, people of color and different people are human beings, they're Americans, just the same. And to live in a society that has refused to treat people equitably and evenly is what we're talking about. And so the nation has refused to do that. And so DEI and affirmative action came into existence. Our government realized the wrong that it had done, and it tried to make amends. And so now that's all thrown out the window. And so people like me, who make up 12% of the population of the nation, are told that we're not going to do anything to make sure that things are going to be equitable in this country again. How do you think I feel?
Well, I know how I feel, and I see what's going on in campuses, and I see the chanting of death to Israel on a regular basis.
Hey, I see
it at UW-Milwaukee. Let me finish.
No, hey, David, here's the difference. Let me tell you what the difference is. Because whatever it is those people are chanting, those are people from all different racial backgrounds. Okay? Okay, and so what has happened to black people in this country was solely because they were black. We don't have to, go back to the history of what our nation has been and continues to be, David.
You know, apparently you're a little clueless as to where I'm coming from.
No, I know where you're coming from. I'm talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion that has been removed. Because what? Because white people are saying it's discriminatory towards us. And so for the people who've been discriminated against for generations, for decades, for centuries, we have to accept that. Why? Because people were trying to do what's right. And it was overturned by a segment of people who felt that they were being discriminated against. So those of you who we know historically have been discriminated against, be damned, because we feel like we've been discriminated against. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. I will see you guys on tomorrow. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bott on Madner On Air. See you guys later.
Without the one you love. And New Year's just ain't New Year's. Better find somebody.
Dramatics, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you for all the lovely years that we've been together. Let's stay together.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.